SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A planned hostage-for-prisoner swap between Hamas terrorists and Israel is delayed until at least Friday. No explanation for the delay has been announced. Rob Anders with the Hostages and Missing Families Forum says it's especially important to think about the hostages as families gather for the Thanksgiving holiday.
A time when families should be together. People should be with their loved ones. There are, again, 238 people who people don't know where they are, where they slept last night, where they ate, and will certainly not be around the table.
The agreement will allow 50 of the some 240 hostages kidnapped by Hamas to be released. Also at SRNnews.com, a car crash in New York kills two people and injures another on the Rainbow Bridge from Niagara Falls, New York, into Canada.
All is well. We're investigating. More information could arise, but based on the preliminary investigation, no sign of terrorist involvement in the horrific explosion that occurred here in Western New York.
Incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. More than 55 million people are traveling for Thanksgiving. Jeremy Rock, who was taking a train from Indiana through New York to Boston, says he thinks it made more sense than flying.
One, it's economical. Two, it's just easier. It's not nearly as physical getting to an airport, you know, super early. And, you know, with a four-hour train ride, it's not bad. You can drink your coffee, you can read a book, and you're there by lunch.
AAA predicts the vast majority of travelers will hit the road, warning Wednesday, today, the busiest day, driving time up 88%. A Thanksgiving storm is slamming the Northeast. Forecasters say a major storm packing heavy rain and gusty winds is causing travel disruptions from Massachusetts to Virginia. Storms already caused flooding on highways in the region. The weather should clear up, though, by Thursday. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan continues. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and was shared by two local communities. A civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers as armies loyal to each side commandeered churches or destroyed them. This is SRN News. More problems with apple puree.
U.S. health officials are reporting more cases of children sickened by fruit puree pouches that were recalled due to lead contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says it's received 32 reports of elevated lead levels among children who consume the products. That's up from 34 cases reported last week. The cases come from 22 states and involve children between the ages of 1 to 4. The apple puree pouches were sold under the brands Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss. Keith Peters reporting.
25% of millennials moved to new cities in 2022. Cambridge, Massachusetts had the highest rate of millennials moving in, making up nearly 38% of the total population. It was followed by Santa Clara, California, and Seattle. Sunnyvale, California, and Denver, Colorado came in fourth and fifth. More details at srnnews.com.